Standard Chinese, a modular approach. Transportation Module, Unit 4, Production Tape 1. On the comprehension tape in this unit, you learn to understand a number of sentences about using the train and buying tickets. If you think that you might not remember the meaning of these sentences, go back to the end of the C1 tape and review the target list sentences. If you feel that you understand them all, you should begin learning how to say them. Listen to the first exchange. An American in Taipei is talking with a friend.
我想去台南玩几天。
Repeat the verb to play or to relax.
玩玩
Repeat, I'm going to Tainan to relax for a few days.
我去台南玩几天。我去台南玩几天。
Here again, you see the bound syllable G, which can mean how many, used to mean a few. Repeat, I'm thinking of going to Tainan to relax for a few days.
我想去台南玩几天。我想去台南玩几天。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I'm thinking of going to Tainan to relax for a few days.
我想去台南玩几天。
Again.
我想去台南玩几天。
Listen as they discuss how to get to Tainan.
坐公路局的车行不行？
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Repeat the phrase for a bus which goes between cities.
公路局的车。公路局的车。
Repeat, would it be all right to take the bus?
坐公路局的车行不行？坐公路局的车行不行？
Try asking the question yourself, you'll get a reply. Would it be all right to take the bus?
坐公路局的车行不行？
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Again.
坐公路局的车行不行？
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Now let's take a look at the answer. Repeat the adjectival verb to be convenient.
方便方便
Repeat, not too convenient.
不大方便不大方便
You've already learned that 不太can mean not too or not very. Now you see that the word 大, to be large, in the phrase 不大, can also be used with this meaning. Repeat, it's not too convenient to go to Tainan by bus.
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Notice that the phrase 到台南去 to go to Tainan comes at the front of the sentence in the topic position. It sets the scene for the following comment. By bus, it's not too convenient. Repeat again. It's not too convenient to go to Tainan by public bus.
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
The word order in the sentence you just said is quite different from the English word order. The topic of the sentence, to go to Tainan, is followed by the subject, taking the bus. Next comes the phrase 不大, right before what it modifies, the verb 方便. How do you say, it's not too convenient to go to Tainan by bus?
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Try responding to the question yourself now. It's not too convenient to go to Tainan by bus.
坐公路局的车行不行？
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Again.
坐公路局的车行不行？
到台南去坐公路局的车不大方便。
Now here's another way to ask about the transportation available to Tainan. Listen.
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
坐火车去好。
First repeat the answer. It's better to go by train.
坐火车去好。坐火车去好。
In the money module, you saw adjectival verbs used in comparisons of nouns or things, as in 红的便宜 the red one is cheaper. Here we see another adjectival verb, 好 to be good, used in a comparison. But this time, it's in a comparison of activities. Answer the question yourself now. It's better to go by train.
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
坐火车去好。
Again.
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
坐火车去好。
Now let's take a look at the question. Repeat, is it better to go by train or to go by bus?
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
In this sentence, the 是 in the first part of the sentence and the 还是 in the second part of the sentence are used together to mean or. Notice that the 是 and the 还是 come right before the verb phrase in each part of the sentence. Repeat again. Is it better to go by train or to go by bus?
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
The marker 呢 is also used to offer a choice. It may come after either one of the choices or after both of the choices.Try asking the question yourself now. Is it better to go by train or to go by bus? You'll get a reply.
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
坐火车去好。
Again.
是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
坐火车去好。
Now here's a fuller version of that question. Listen.
你说是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
到台南坐火车最方便。
Repeat the question. Would you say it's better to go by train or to go by bus?
你说是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？你说是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
Notice that the phrase 你说 you say, is in the form of a statement, but it's translated in the form of a question. Would you say?Try asking the question ahead of the speaker. Would you say it's better for me to go by train or to go by public bus?
你说我是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
Say it again. This time you'll get a reply.
你说我是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
到台南坐火车最方便。
Again.
你说我是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
到台南坐火车最方便。
Now let's take a look at the answer. Repeat the adverb most.
最最
Repeat most convenient.
最方便最方便
Repeat, it's most convenient to take the train to Tainan.
到台南坐火车最方便到台南坐火车最方便。
In this sentence, the phrase to Tainan is in the topic position. As you can see, it's as common for a sentence to start with a topic as it is for it to start with a subject. Try answering the question yourself now. It's most convenient to take the train to Tainan.
你说我是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
到台南坐火车最方便。
Again.
你说我是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
到台南坐火车最方便。
The American has another question. Listen.
得先买票吗？
你最好两三天以前去买票。
Repeat the word for ticket.
票票
Repeat the question, is it necessary to buy tickets ahead of time?
得先买票吗？得先买票吗？
The word order in this sentence is important. As you know, both adverbs such as 先and auxiliary verbs such as they come before the main verb. But which comes first in the sentence could change the meaning of the sentence. How do you say, is it necessary to buy tickets ahead of time?
得先买票吗?
When the adverb 先 is followed by only one activity, it simply means ahead of time, not ahead of anything in particular. Now listen to this sentence.
先得去买票，然后再去买糖。
When the adverb 先 comes before the auxiliary 得, it indicates the ordering of more than one activity, as in first do this, then do that. Try asking the question now, is it necessary to buy tickets ahead of time? You'll get a reply.
得先买票吗？
你最好两三天以前去买票。
Again.
得先买票吗？
你最好两三天以前去买票。
Now let's take a look at the answer. Repeat the phrase for best.
最好。最好。
Repeat two or three days.
两三天。两三天。
You can give the idea of a non-exact amount by using two consecutive numbers together. Repeat 4 or 5 weeks.
四五个星期。四五个星期。
How would you say 2 or 3 weeks?
两三个星期。
How do you say 2 or 3 days? Remember, the word for day is one which takes no counter.
两三天
Now repeat, it would be best for you to buy your tickets 2 or 3 days in advance.
你最好两三天以前去买票。你最好两三天以前去买票。
Again, notice the word order in this sentence. The phrase with 以前, expressing the time, must come before the main verb. Repeat again. It would be best for you to buy your tickets 2 or 3 days in advance.
你最好两三天以前去买票。你最好两三天以前去买票。
Notice also that the phrase 最好, best, acts as an adverb and comes after the subject 你. How do you say, it would be best for you to buy your tickets 2 or 3 days in advance?
你最好两三天以前去买票。
Try answering the question yourself now.It would be best for you to buy your tickets 2 or 3 days in advance.
得先买票吗？
你最好两三天以前去买票。
Again.
得先买票吗？
你最好两三天以前去买票。
The conversation continues.
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
不必先买票。
Repeat, is it necessary to buy tickets ahead of time for the bus also?
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
Try asking the question yourself. This time you'll get a reply.
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
不必先买票。
Again.
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
不必先买票。
And now the answer. Repeat, not necessary.
不必。不必。
Notice that no negative form of the auxiliary verb day is used. The word day is never used in the negative. An entirely different negative expression is used. 不必。Repeat, it's not necessary to buy tickets ahead of time.
不必先买票。不必先买票。
Answer the question yourself now. Answer, it's not necessary to buy tickets ahead of time.
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
不必先买票。
Again.
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
不必先买票。
Once again, what's the negative of day?
不必。
Answer both questions now. For the train, it's best to go buy tickets 2 or 3 days before. For the bus, it's not necessary to buy the tickets ahead of time.
坐火车得先买票吗？
你最好两三天以前去买票。
坐公路局的车也得先买票吗？
不必先买票。
A day before the trip, the American goes to buy the train tickets. After he says he wants a ticket to Tainan for the next day on one of the 2 tourist trains, the ticket seller has another question. Listen.
你要坐什么时候的车？
我要坐上午的车。
Repeat a morning train.
上午的车。上午的车。
Repeat, I wish to take a morning train.
我要坐上午的车。我要坐上午的车。
Answer the question yourself now. You wish to take a morning train.
你要坐什么时候的车？
我要坐上午的车。
Again.
你要坐什么时候的车？
我要坐上午的车。
The conversation with the ticket seller continues.
对不起，上午的票都卖完了。
Repeat the phrase which means sold out, more literally sell finish.
卖完了。卖完了。
Repeat, the tickets are all sold out.
票都卖完了。票都卖完了。
Repeat, the tickets for the morning train are all sold out.
上午的票都卖完了。上午的票都卖完了。
Repeat, I'm sorry, the tickets for the morning train are all sold out.
对不起。上午的票都卖完了。对不起，上午的票都卖完了。
Try saying it ahead of the speaker. I'm sorry, the tickets for the morning trains are all sold out.
对不起，上午的票都卖完了。
Again.
对不起，上午的票都卖完了。
Now let's review what's been covered on this tape. Put the following sentences into Chinese. Number one, I'm thinking of going to Tainan to relax for a few days.
我想去台南玩几天。
Number two, would you say it's better for me to go by bus or to go by train?
你说我是坐火车去好呢，还是坐公路局的车去好呢？
It's most convenient to take the train to Tainan.
到台南坐火车最方便。
Number three, is it necessary to buy tickets for the train ahead of time?
坐火车得先买票吗？
It would be best for you to buy tickets for the train 2 or 3 days in advance.
你最好2-3天以前去买票。
And the public bus?
坐公路局的车呢？
It's not necessary to buy tickets ahead of time.
不必先买票。
Number four. I want to take a morning train.
我要坐上午的车。
I'm sorry. The tickets for the morning trains are all sold out.
对不起，上午的票都卖完了。
This is the end of the tape. End of Transportation Unit 4, Production Tape 1.